This is Caps This Morning with John Walton and Ben Raby on Caps Radio 24/7.
A stumble in Buffalo as the Capitals fall to the Sabres. Post-game reaction from Spencer Carberry and Dylan Strome. And Bailey Johnson from the Post joins us on another TJ Oshie absence and goaltending management. Good morning, everybody. Today is Wednesday, April 3rd. Welcome to Caps This Morning here on Caps Radio 24/7. It was a night that started off well for the Capitals. The game's first goal for Martin Ferravari less than 3 minutes into the game. But Washington struggled to get shots on goal, and the game unraveled in the third period for a 6-2 win for the Buffalo Sabres. Dylan Strome scored a power play goal in the final minute of the second period to make it a one-goal game, but the Sabres would score three times in the first 5.5 minutes of the third period to put the game away for the home team. Charlie Lindgren was pulled in the final frame, yielding to Darcy Kuemper for the final 14-19 of regulation. After the game, Strome said his team will need to be better.
We gave up too many chances against, and yeah, chasing the game the whole night. So we got a lead and then just squandered away. So yeah, obviously disappointing tonight. Would like to get some ground, but this is what it is. One game, just move on. But yeah, not a good game, obviously, from us.
Disappointing is it to get within one on the power play there late in the second, and then to have it kind of blow up on your lead.
Not good enough. They probably should have been up more in the second. Chucky made like 10 saves that were incredible. So, I mean, I hope they play a game where they obviously, you know, take some risks and take some chances. And, you know, we don't play that way. And we tried to play that way for a little bit of it. And we were just, you know, we were cheating on offense and came back and bit us. Obviously, they have guys behind us at all times. You know, they flip pucks and they try to get 3-on-2s and 2-on-1s and they executed well tonight. So obviously, you know, when we come back in here next time, we know what they do. And we can't play like the way we did today, obviously.
Spencer Carberry after the game told assembled media there were a couple of factors that made it tough for his team to find its footing against Buffalo.
Part of it is just our skating. Like we to be able to keep up at that pace is not a strength of our group, so that's part of it. And then it's hard because it's so hard to check for 60 minutes against guys that are that big, strong, fast, can protect the puck, can cut back on you. And so just to be able to do that and stick with it through an entire 60 minutes, like you can see in chunks we do okay, but to defend Thompson, Paterka, Tuck, and even some of their secondary guys, the Jack Quinn kid, Benson, just keep going down the list of the guys that can turn you inside out. It just becomes as shift after shift after shift. We just have to find a way to do it for 60 minutes, and it takes a lot out of our group.
The Caps learned at the morning skate yesterday that TJ Oshie would not be available for last night's game. For more on that, managing the goalies this week with a 2-2 coming up, and Pittsburgh in town tomorrow. We welcome back Bailey Johnson from the Washington Post. Well, Bailey, the news in Buffalo about TJ Oshie not able to go, and I guess moving forward here, this is not a surprise necessarily, but there's going to be some shuffling at right wing here as they get into 2 games in 2 now that we're back home.
Absolutely. Tough for TJ Oshie, in and out, the back never quite cooperates when he wants it to, so a lot of shuffling going on at right wing, which has been kind of the case over the last couple weeks as he's been in and out. Tom Wilson coming back from suspension will be very helpful with that on the right side, so they definitely need him, especially with Oshie going down, and have been pretty solid without him over the last 6 games, but obviously a player they've missed, and especially when Oshie comes out, that's a key player to put back in on the right wing.
As you get inside of 2 weeks to go here, some offense from secondary sources wouldn't hurt, and those who haven't been able to put the puck in a little bit, a guy like Alexei Protas or Max Pacioretty or even Beck Malenstein. There's a few that we just haven't seen maybe over the course of the last couple of weeks, but down the stretch here and inside of 2 weeks to go, obviously an important part of trying to get over the hump here and get in the postseason.
Absolutely. When this team's at their best, they're getting the secondary scoring, and guys like Connor McMichael started out this year as secondary scoring, and now they're the primary scorers and have helped drive this thing. So it's time for sort of that next wave, like you said, with Protas, Beck Malenstein. Nick Dowd has been on a little bit of a run here, chipping in some goals, which he always appreciates doing. But the other guys on that fourth line, third line, Protas, Malenstein, if someone else gets in as Oshie's out, maybe a guy like Matt Phillips comes back in. If there's something he can do, they definitely need some help.
Goalies, there's a 2-2 coming up. We haven't seen a whole lot of Darcy Kuemper, and Charlie Lindgren has carried a lot of the workload. And as we get into this last stretch, Charlie's seen a lot of action and trying to get him a little bit of time. Had a couple of days before the Buffalo game, but now the workload is still there, and he's been a guy that's been getting it done. So there's a little bit seemingly of a juggling act here of trying to get him as much rest as you can, get Darcy something, I guess, at some point here, maybe in one of these next two, but certainly something to watch here as we come down the stretch. Still two and twos left.
Yeah, it stood out to me at the morning skate in Buffalo when Charlie went for about 5 minutes and then got off the ice. They're trying to keep his workload as minimal as possible. He likes to see some pucks in the morning when he's starting, but he pretty much took shots from Beck Malenstein and then left. That was all he needed to do. So they're going to have to find a way to balance it. You start to wonder, maybe they go with him against Pittsburgh because that's a game that they feel pretty confident about, and Carolina's tougher regardless, so maybe Darcy goes in that one. But they tried that a couple weeks ago, and Charlie ended up having to come in the third period anyway. So a challenging proposition for this team right now when they have a goalie who needs some rest and a goalie that they can't really rely on as much as they sure would like to be able to rely on a guy they're paying $5.25 million a year. So Darcy's going to have to play at some point, whether it's Pittsburgh or Carolina, and then again with Boston and Philly coming up at the end. Charlie has gone back-to-back once against the Rangers in January, and he was fantastic, but at this point in the season when they're hoping on him being their starter in game one of the playoffs, if they get there, he needs some rest, and they're going to have to find a way to do it.
And with Pittsburgh coming in, and they're the front half and managing who gets what, Pittsburgh also would love to spoil the party for Washington, and that could be their playoff game coming up here as we head back home in the game now on Thursday.
Absolutely, and while they're out of it, as things have kind of taken a turn for every team in the race lately, they're not as far out of it as they were a week ago, so they don't really have realistic hopes, but they might be able to tell themselves that they do, and then things get really crazy and chaotic and interesting as they have over the last couple weeks here. So they certainly would love to come into DC and play spoiler, especially given what the Caps have done to them in their building twice this year. So that's going to be a very fired up Penguins team that comes to DC on Thursday night.
Final days are here, Bailey. Thanks. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
On the out-of-town scoreboard last night, it's getting tighter in the wildcard race. The New York Islanders edged Chicago 2-1, and Pittsburgh wiped out the Devils 6-3. So the standings this morning look like this. Philadelphia holding third place in the Metro with 83 points. Washington with 82 and 8 games to play holds the second wild card. Detroit with 82 and 7 to go. They're in ninth. And the Islanders now have 81 and still 7 games to go. And Pittsburgh, the longest of long shots maybe, but the Penguins now have 79 points, 7 games to go, and of course will be in D.C., tomorrow night. A quick programming note for game broadcasts over the air in D.C. this week. Tomorrow's game against Pittsburgh will be on 106.7 The Fan, per usual. But Friday's game, with a Nationals baseball conflict, Caps will be moving to 99.1 FM in Washington and Baltimore, 99.1 FM in D.C. and in Charm City. It's the Capitals and the Pittsburgh Penguins tomorrow at 7, 6:45 airtime on 106.7 The Fan. And always right here on Caps Radio 24/7, heard for free at capsradio247.com. Have a great Wednesday, everybody.
For the latest on the Capitals and hockey news around the clock,
let's go, Caps!
Tune in to Caps Radio 24/7. Listen online via the Capitals mobile app at capsradio247.com
or ask Alexa
to play Caps Radio 24/7 on TuneIn.